Good morning. My guest this morning is Francis Perenz, Frank Close Perenz, Rico. Good morning, Frank.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
Okay. You are here for Peacetown. Would you tell us about Peacetown before we really begin?
Peacetown is an evolution of a community, a West County community feeling that originated with a real visionary. Well, actually, he's in the realm of music, so I don't know, would he be called a musinary or something? He's an amusing. His name is Jim Corbett, and he was the founder and the leader of the Love Choir. And the Love Choir is an organization of people that gather together to support each other in singing. Everyone's welcome, everyone's invited, everyone's included. And that grew into this concept of why do we gather? Why do we gather in love? How can we declare something about who we are? And peace is the foundation for that.
Right.
And it emerged in Sebastopol, now is Peacetown.
That's wonderful.
There's principles to peace, too, that everyone, you know, simple, basic things roll in, like being kind, building community, which is what the Love Choir, which is the foundation for the Peacetown series of concerts that we're going to talk about. Of course, things like loving your neighbor, choosing love over fear. You know, we recommend meditation or a prayer or just some sort of connection that calms you down. Seeing everyone, seeing the divinity in everyone. And most importantly, finding peace within yourself first. And then being in community in
Wonderful.
That piece. Yeah.
This is a very impressive series of concerts in Ives Park in Sebastopol, which lasts basically through the summer.
Yeah, the series kicks off, it actually kicked off on the 4th of July with an all-afternoon event, and it goes from July 11th through September 12th with a series of like 10 or 12. There's a whole lot of concerts. And
right, there certainly is.
And this is a series that has grown organically from 6 weeks to 8 weeks to 10 weeks and now to the full program that it is. It is a blast. These concerts are free. They're every Wednesday in Ives Park from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock.
Perfect time.
I know. And there's food. We have Lagunitas beer. We always have, and they support us, by the way. Lagunitas, what a remarkable organization to
really?
Be so community. So they support this program. Fine wines from all the local wineries. Like we always feature wines, like Taft Street Winery as an example.
Give us a few of the concerts that particularly stay in your mind.
Well, we have concerts, things like it's a chance to hear Big Brother and the Holding Company.
No,
is that cool? Isn't that cool or what? Nina Gerber. And Chris Webster, well, we've heard them perform before, and they are always a highlight of our series. But they're on July 25th, it's called the Duo Quartet, and it also features two members from Blame Sally. And that's really quite a great things like the Rainbow Girls, the High Beams, Haldon Wolfield and the High Beams, Soul Fuse, which is one of the most happening funk fusion bands to emerge out of the North Bay area. They're really a superb band. They're going to be Tom Rigby, of course, and Flambeau. I mean, he's the most accomplished fiddle player you've ever heard. Dave Lunning's going to be performing. And then we finish off our series with Poor Man's Whiskey,
Excellent.
Which is our grand finale.
I have a program here, which doubles as a bookmark. How do people get one of these?
Oh, come. I'll give you one personally. Yeah, come down. We raise the purpose of our gathering. What we do is we raise money for music education. These concerts are sponsored by the Mr. Music Foundation, Mr. Music being Jim Corbett, the visionary who we all, you know, he was the one who threw the party and we all came. And what we do is we raise money for elementary school music programs. We have 12 teachers. We have a number of teachers that visit 12 schools throughout the county, serving 2,500 students a week. And we have band programs. We provide musical instruments and educators. We provide ukuleles. We have ukulele programs. We are advocates of young musicians enjoying and learning to play music
right.
at the grade school level, programs that are sorely missed here in California. Also, I want to point out that all the musicians that perform get paid. This is not a benefit. We make sure that musicians are celebrated and compensated.
Frank, thanks for coming in. Thanks for listening, too. I'm Roland Jacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.